It's no secret that outgoing Governor Terry McAuliffe has an ongoing love affair with Virginia's craft brew industry.
But there's nothing like enjoying a cold Virginia beer right here in the Commonwealth. That's why I even installed a kegerator at the Executive Mansion.
A kegerator. That's when you know it's serious. So why all the brew love? It's part of his administration's push to diversify the economy by attracting businesses in new and growing fields. Craft brew spans several sectors of the economy: agriculture, tourism, manufacturing. Craft brew is good for a lot of businesses. And it's not just about the beer.
Virginia has a good apple source. We're blessed with a number of orchards within close proximity of our cidery here. We source all local from within about 30 miles of the cidery.
Lindsay Dorier is a vice president at Bold Rock, a five-year-old hard cidery headquartered along Route 151's Wine and Brew Corridor in Nelson County.
You're more likely to purchase a Bold Rock hard cider when you visited us and you understand the ethos of the brand by actually being in the epicenter of it.
Other signs of McAuliffe's bromance with brew. This year, he signed a bill that doubles the number of banquet licenses a brewery or winery can obtain in a year, which allows it to participate in more festivals. More festivals equal more tourism dollars. He announced that Shenandoah Beer Works Trail, a route of 14 breweries in the area, received over $22,000 to develop a passport program. He recently approved a $15,000 grant to Stable Craft Brewery in Augusta County and a $50,000 grant to Three Notched in Charlottesville. In exchange, the breweries will add new jobs and buy Virginia-grown products. But his biggest brew coup by far has been to entice four major West Coast craft breweries to open East Coast facilities in Virginia: Deschutes, Stone, Green Flash, and Ballast Point. All received millions of dollars in public funds. Stone alone received $33 million worth of public money to set up shop in Richmond. Such sweetheart deals are not uncommon, but for native players such as Devil's Backbone, it's been a point of friction with McAuliffe's mission.
We have a belief that companies, especially wealthy companies, shouldn't be utilizing taxpayer funding to grow their businesses. You know, we found a business solution to grow our business.
Steve Crandall is the CEO of Devil's Backbone, and he's referring to the 2016 sale of his company to Anheuser-Busch InBev, a move that ended the brand's craft status but allowed the company to keep growing amid stiffening competition from out-of-state. He says he's beer positive and has nothing against the out-of-state breweries. His COO, Hayes Humphrey, says the problem isn't so much the public funding itself, but rather whom the government decides it goes to and how much.
There have been a few incentive packages offered to a few craft breweries around the state, but when you compare that to the packages that have been put together for out-of-state craft brewers to come open a second facility here, you know, there's no comparison between those dollars.
McAuliffe's big push into craft is happening, ironically, in a cooling market. People aren't knocking back as much craft as they were a few years ago. Production volume dropped to 5% from 8% last year, which itself was down from 18% growth in 2013. According to the industry journal Craft Brewing Business, McAuliffe's big bet on craft may actually backfire. Or is it backwash? A clue: Stone laid off 5% of its workforce last year, according to one industry observer.
It set off shockwaves in the entire industry. That great heyday of growth is slowing significantly. It's more difficult for these little craft breweries to get out and make a decent living.
Nathan and Irma Bailey are still going to try.
What are we looking at?
So this is our brewing system right here.
They launched Great Valley Farm Brewery in Rockridge County just 1 year ago, specializing in Belgian beer. They make a living selling pints from their tap room, offering scenic views of the southern end of the county.
We've got a lot of entrepreneurial spirit, you know, my wife and I, and we just thought, you know, we can do this and, you know, make a quality product. And, you know, we've got a beautiful location here, so we wanted to kind of share that with everybody.
To set himself apart, he's growing grapes as well and hired a 25-year vintner veteran to help him make wine. Why? Remember the magic word, diversify, because not everyone likes beer. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.